Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
Looks like you got four big dicks in the room, so who's gonna fucking slap this shit down first?
It basically, and then focus on the problem at hand. You're not dealing with the emotion, you're dealing with the issue.
Richard, it's been a big, long-winded speech to all passes up today for you gentlemen, but unfortunately, I'm somewhat bankrupt.
Now on to our show.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beast Zeno, and with me today is Zach Black from Satanic International. Zach, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Beast. Appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. You're actually going to be a permanent fixture here on this show, so that's, I figured it was appropriate to start at the beginning.
Cool. Yeah, that's the rumor. I mean, I'm surprised enough people aren't sick of hearing me talk about myself already, but, you know, cool.
Right. Well, you know, you got to talk about something. I might as well be yourself.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, anyway, before we really get into this whole thing, I kind of want to break down, just a little bit of what I'm thinking now that the show's taking a different format. As most people listening or the people who are archiving later will realize, this is the first Friday edition of The Ooze. Now, initially, when I thought about doing two shows, the idea was that the show on Friday would be specifically focused on individual personalities throughout the occult community. And then the Saturday show would continue in its normal, kind of medley of being more focused on topics and less focused on the people. And what I've run into instead, however, is that it's virtually impossible to get every guest that I really want to have on the show to commit to Friday at 5 p.m. Some can do it, some can't. Saturday's better for some. So what I've decided to do instead is I'm going to alternate between Friday and Saturday with when I will have my focus be specifically on a guest. And the way that it will be denoted is, like this show is in its description, Highlight Edition. Now, Highlight Edition will indicate a couple of things. First, it will indicate that we're taking a look at a person, their work, what they're doing, and their thoughts on whatever subject matter they want to talk about. And, in that essence, we'll be highlighting them. The other difference that you'll notice about the Highlight Edition is that the phone lines are not going to get opened up until probably at least halfway through the show, if not further on, depending on how dense the discussion is between me and the guest. Normal shows will just go on with their regular titles and won't be distinguished with any kind of special marking. In those shows, the phone lines will open up immediately, and I really hope to delve into whatever topics we have at hand. Do you think there's anything that I forgot to mention here, Zach?
No, man. I think that pretty much clears it up. I think that's probably the best way to go. I think it's the best format because it seems like there's a, there's two different ways of looking at, or people want to approach it in two different ways. Some people think that we should light it up all at once, and it should be a free-for-all debate and a discussion. Like on Saturdays, and other people think that they want to, hear the guests, more exclusive time for the guests. So I think that's probably the right way to go about doing it.
All right. So from this point on, that is the distinction that is made. If the show is marked with Highlight Edition, then you know that the phone lines won't be opened up until later on in the show. And you also know that we'll be taking more of a look at the individual rather than a specific topic in mind. Although if that individual has a topic they want to discuss, we'll definitely bring that up. One other little thing that I am remembering I wanted to talk about on the Satanic International Network, in the groups, is the ooze. If you're interested in appearing or you have a topic that you'd like to hear us discuss, the best way to do it is to join the group and leave commentary there. I check it daily. So, all right. With all that being said and done, Zach, you are the creator of Satanic International Network. Now, I'm curious, what inspired this?
Basically, you know, I saw the need for it. Started off on YouTube, channel Satanic International, and wanted to kind of be able to create some sort of focal point, some sort of hub for Satanists of all walks, you know, all left-hand path people, to be able to interact and to socialize, to network, to exchange ideas, information, to meet each other, to make friends, whatever. And I saw the limitations of YouTube because, well, it's YouTube. And it just set up differently, and I wasn't really familiar with any other social network. I stupidly thought I was the first one to think of this, but I wasn't. But so I figured I'd create something, and you know, you and I tried with the first Satanic International, the WordPress thing that flopped over for technical reasons, and then you know, we got the second one going. But yeah, that was mainly the intention behind it, was just to create a focal point, a networking hub for us to be able to exchange ideas, make friendships, promote each other, support each other, help each other, learn from each other. That's pretty much it.
And how do you think that it's become a success?
Oh, for sure, definitely. I mean, you know, it's gotten to the point now. I think there's just over 600 users in a little over 4 months. It seems to be the fastest growing network around. Period. Of its kind. So, you know. Yeah, I think it's definitely a success, and it's largely due to the fact that there are so many regular contributors and users, active users. You know, there's some networks that have, you know, 3, 4, 5 times more users, but I've looked around. I don't see any that have even close to as many active users, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are using this network now to that are respected, that have, you know, credibility or some sort of name in the, you know, quotations, satanic community or whatever. And that really helps out a lot, too. And I try to keep it that way by staying on top of it. I try not to let the site turn into like a poster board for death metal. So, you know, I mean, and I try to keep the trolls and assholes, you know, at bay. And I think that's one of the main reasons why people keep coming back and using the site, is because they don't have those that types of problems. Do the best I can. You know, I'm one person, but that's, yeah, that's why I think it's become successful. As fast as it has.
Okay, is there a, I mean, do you see things that people as individuals could do to make this even more successful than it already has been, or do you think it all hinges on marketing and all that happy-go-lucky bullshit?
You know, I'm not really sure. I try to make as few limitations as possible on the site. I mean, being a networking website, you know, you're going to have to put some sort of filters and some sort of regulations, otherwise it will basically collapse on itself or become unusable or be overrun by undesirable people. But basically, yeah, I mean, I think it's going along just fine. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. It's actually gaining more momentum, in spite of the naysayers saying that, you know, it would die out, that it was just, you know, the fad, the phase. And it still might, but it hasn't yet. And in fact, it's getting more popular. And I think that just to keep doing what everybody's doing, you know, make friends and network and, you know, share information, ideas, bounce off each other and support each other. And that's pretty much seems to be the key here. Of course, it doesn't.
Now,
go ahead.
Oh, no, please continue.
No, actually, I already forgot what I was going to say, so go ahead.
Well, I'd like to know, do you have a vision for the future of Satanic International Network? Is it going to stay just a social network with the features that it has? Do you intend to enhance those features? Is there, you know, I know it's a dirty word, but is there a more organizational idea you might have in mind?
You know, I've been kicking all those possibilities around. As far as the networking site itself goes, yeah, I'm going to continue to improve on that. Right now, as far as the limitations are concerned for the web provider, I think it's Wall FM. I'm pretty much maxed out. The site is a premium service. You know, I got all the premium features. I got all the bells and jingles and spiffs. So I really can't go a whole lot further with the site itself, except for doing things like, you know, collaborating with Ooze, stuff like that, which I'm really interested in. And, you know, there's a few other things in the works that, you know, you're aware of that haven't actually come to the front, so I'm not going to really go into detail about them in case they don't. But, yeah, just basically I'm going to start, you know, hooking up with other people that are active in the community, trying to get on board with what they're doing and, you know, just keep moving forward. You know, the forward momentum is where I'm going. As far as an organization goes, I'm not really sure. I've considered it, but, you know, I don't really – it's not a big thing to me. It's not a main goal. It's not, you know, it's not something that I'm overly concerned with if it presents itself in the future where there's an opportunity to, I might, but it's, you know, right now it is what it is. And if it ever did become an organization, it wouldn't actually change anything. There wouldn't be any membership cards. There wouldn't be any fees. You know, I'm not going to be ordaining myself, you know, Grand Poobah, Zach, Magister the Third, you know, High Priest, Reverend, whatever. So it's just going to be it's going to always remain as it is. You know, I mean, I'm simply me. I'm simply a Satanist, and I'm a peer, you know, to everybody here. I don't consider myself the top of the hierarchy of any sort, and that's one of the ideas behind Sin, was that there was not going to be a hierarchy, there wasn't going to be any titles, and that's never going to change. And I have you and Jason King as admins to slap me in the back of the head if I ever do act like that.
Well, hopefully. I mean, that's a pretty thick skull, man, but King does have a big stick, so, you know, I guess I can say that he's not here, so I can poke fun at chicken wings all I want. But now, what I'm actually kind of really interested in is it 4 months. That's it. That's all Sin's been around, right? Officially 4 months.
Right. Maybe 1 week over 4 months. It's right around.
Maybe
there,
1 week over 4 months. Right. But yeah, you seem to have developed quite a bit of a hatership. In those 4 months, and I'm not really sure what's going on there. Do you have some thoughts on it?
Yeah. I mean, I got some theories as to why that's happened. You know, I mean, at first there were a lot of friends that, you know, that gave me a pat on the back, and then I think as it got bigger, some people kind of maybe felt left out, felt neglected, and some of those even friends that were patting me on the back at first and are stabbing me in the back, and I don't know. It's kind of like your video beast where you, I think, what was it called? I Want You to Hate Me on YouTube.
Right.
You know, it's, I think it kind of was for those same reasons, you know. The more successful, or, you know, not that I'm, anything creative, extremely creative or novel or unique, but the more successful of what you're doing, the more recognized, the more headway you're making, some people are going to get jealous, people are going to get malicious, and some people are going to, want to try to topple you. Or, cut you down a couple notches. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing, I'm trying to ignore that. I'm trying to, move past that. You know, I'm trying to move past the bullshit on YouTube and the naysayers and the haters that I once was, known for participating in. In fact, I enjoyed it, you know, and I'm starting to see that, you know, I'm working on a little bit of a different level now. I'm surrounding myself with different individuals, you know, of what I would consider to be a much higher caliber. And, I'm going to try to improve my image by not feeding into that too much and by trying to stay away from that as much as possible. And, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And hopefully, you know, for every, one person that says I'm a egomaniac because I'm an international satanic superstar, I got 7,000 paid members. For everybody who says I'm like that, there's 80, 90 people on the website that would disagree, so.
Right. Well, I have noticed something myself, having participated with an organization or two, over time. You tend to, when you realize that you're representing something, you tend to want to step up the caliber of how you present yourself. It's not so much for the people that are looking as it is for you to knowing that you're, you know, doing your best to demonstrate or to illustrate the things that you are, you know, proclaiming that you stand for. I mean, nothing aggravates me more than someone who, you know, claims to have this secret to life, and yet when you get to studying it, they don't even practice it the way that they preached it. And, you know, the old saying goes, you can talk the talk all you want, but it's when you walk the walk, you know, that people will see it or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do. You know, I think this is right in the description of Sin on the homepage. You know, this is a networking hub. We're a loosely structured cabal of individuals, and that's kind of what I stand behind, a loosely structured cabal of individuals all doing our own thing, all manifesting. We're all, you know, we're all Satanist or left-hand path people, and, you know, there is no hierarchy. There's no grand poobah. You know, there's no membership fees. There's no membership cards. I mean, sure, if you want to give me money, I'll send you something and call you a reverend if you send me enough money. But, you know, I mean, that's the whole premise behind it. And so people that, you know, claim that I'm full of myself, you know, and I'm, you know, on my soapbox are obviously just jealous and malicious because there's, you know, I mean, I actively make fun of people like that. And, no. So, yeah, that's, you know, sorry some people got butt hurt, but I guess that's the way it works, huh?
That's absolutely the way it works. And to be honest with you, if nobody was butt hurt, you'd really have to stop and kind of question what you're doing anyway.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you obviously, I mean, one of the most interesting things to me about the concept of the Internet is people come onto the Internet to socialize, and the fact that they do that means only one real thing, that they want to be seen, they want to be heard. Now, the length and strength of being seen and heard is variable depending on their activity within, you know, different layers of community, but, you know, everybody wants to put their 2 cents out in that fashion. That's kind of what the Internet's there for, as far as I can tell. So, I'm running out of where the hell I was going with this whole thing. So,
are you not calling from work, are you?
Oh, I'm at work.
Okay,
but
cool.
That's okay. I locked the door. I'm fucking, I'm chilling here in the office. I just, you know, not enough of the old K2 in the pipe, I guess, or something. I can't keep my thoughts functioning all together. I'm actually going back and forth between this and something else that irritated me earlier. And something that people don't know is I am, but, you know, I do get kind of pissed when something gets under my skin. And it takes a lot for shit to get there, but when it does, it's like a supernova kind of waiting to happen. And so, anyway, with all that being said and done, I think the whole point of what I was saying was that, you know, this, whenever the wheel squeaks real loud, whenever someone's, you know, really pay attention to me, pay attention to me, pay attention to me, if you're not carefully standing on the right side of the fence, there's a good solid chance somebody's going to come along with the 10-foot paddle and smack your fucking ass. you know, point in case is that if you're not, you know, out there and people aren't getting butt hurt, then you're obviously not pushing hard enough. And I suppose, you know, there are different ways to do it. You don't have to do it JK style. You don't even have to do it Nagashiva style. But, you know, definitely, you know, do what you came to do, and that's get your ideas out there as well. And I think that's kind of, you know, the underlying premise of any kind of networking hub. You know?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to truck ahead as business as usual. You know, and obviously, I mean, I don't charge any money to use the site. And, you know, I have my own life and do my own thing. And it's just going to remain that way, you know. And, you know, hopefully the people that want to get on board, you know, great, excellent. You know, people that want to take some time and, you know, meet other people, exchange ideas, information, make some friends, you know, gain some support, share their, you know, their passions, whatever it is, you know, they're welcome to get on board. And those who don't, you know, they're, well, there's a door, you know. It's kind of like, you know, it's a, I don't expect anything from anybody, you know, except just to be a reasonable, mature individual when using the site. And, well, you know, I guess everybody's not like that. I guess those expectations go over some people's heads. So, you know, it is what it is. It's just going to operate the same way. I think that I'm a pretty fair individual. I don't think anything I expect on the website is unreasonable. You know, my main thing is not to turn the website into a poster ground or a poster board or a fan club for Deicide or whatever your favorite death metal band is, and that's about it. You know, and not to be an asshole. That's about it. So anything else,
actually,
take it as it goes.
You know, I'm a real big fan of death metal myself, but I can completely understand what you mean. There's a level of adultness that kind of needs to come with a website of that sort. So, you know, I guess in that manner, you know, my whole interest is, you know, in the kind of adults only thing.
Right. You know, and a lot of, I realized really quickly the disadvantage or, you know, or why most sites are 18 and up. I mean, not only for legal reasons, because, you know, some mother could find her, you know, kid, you know, browsing Satanism online and come across, you know, my site and could create a whole world of shit for me if they wanted to, you know, and even if they had no actual reason to sue me, doesn't mean they can't, and it would cost me thousands of dollars to defend myself, so that's just not worth it right off the get-go. Also, the majority of people under 18 are immature. You know, they don't have the maturity and the life experience to actually, you know, really be an active and productive member or user of the community here, so that's another reason why I shied away from that. And, that, you know, that upset some people. I think we lost about 30 or 40 people in one fell swoop because of that. And, you know, well, sorry about your luck. You know, come back in a few years, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It sucks being young. I was young once, too.
Right. Oh, I agree entirely. That's, what is it they call it, doing your time?
Right.
One of the things that I also wanted to kind of ask you about, I've noticed on social networking sites a tendency for clicks to form. This is just kind of an opinion thing more than anything else, but I was curious, do you think that affects the, effectiveness of a social networking site?
I'm not sure what you mean by effectiveness. Are you asking if I think it's a positive thing?
Well, in a sense, what I mean is, for instance, you know, the Gators fans are over in the left corner and the Seminoles fans are over in the right corner. Do you think that they can still, you know, productively cross-pollinate ideas between the two different types of fans?
I gotcha. Certainly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's you know, there's some sort of little clicks. But you know, and on Sin, it's not as obvious as some other networks that I've been with. You know, there's not really like the cool guys and the outsiders. You know, it's not really like that. I've seen that on a couple different networks. But yeah, I mean, there are some groups that tend to tend to travel amongst each other, but honestly, with inside Sin, I don't see a lot of turmoil. As soon as people become troublemakers, or as soon as people become associated with drama, and that tends to follow them, then I start, you know, watching them more closely. And if I start to get the idea or the impression that that's something that they're constantly involved in, then, you know, I ask them to correct the action, whatever. But basically, once the problems are identified and have, you know, gotten rid of, things are back to normal. Everybody gets along. I mean, there's really no conflict. There really isn't a lot of inner turmoil in Sin. I mean, everybody seems to get along. You know, I mean, it's you know, there's not any bickering and bitching and fighting between the members and the users there, so that's a good thing. And you know, and I think that's largely because I've been able to keep on top of and be you know, diligent as to removing those people that are part of that. So, you know, it's going to create a handful of upset naysayers and people say, you know, you're full of yourself, you're an asshole. But it's for the ultimately it works out best, and there's a reason why more people use this website, this network, than any other. Is I think that's one of them, is because I can keep on top of that. And it takes time, it takes effort. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's stressful. I need to hire some people who will work for free. No.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I could agree entirely with you there. My next question, is there, you know, is there, you know, things in progress outside of Satanic International Network that you might like to share with people while you've got the airwaves?
Not really, man. Nothing, nothing that I want to share with unknown amount of unanimous listeners here or whatever. No, not really.
Right.
Yeah, I'm basically I'm moving to San Diego here in a couple of weeks. I might be taking a little bit of break from Sin in December from the network site. You know, just to finish the move and find employment and stuff out there. So I'm kind of going out there, going to hit the ground running. So I'm going to have to be running pretty quick. And but other than that, that's about it. Yeah, really nothing to share.
All right.
Yeah.
My last real question here is about this this character, Trippy the Clown. He's actually hanging out in the chat room right now. Where, how, who, you know, that whole nine yards. What's the deal?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's in the chat room, but he's having trouble. Apparently, he can't hear, which is good, because then I can talk shit, and he actually can't defend himself right away, and by the time he can, he will be in archive and whatever, and archived or whatever. And
right.
He'll be long gone. No, actually, Trippy is... Oh, does he hear me? Maybe he does. I don't know. Anyway. No, Trippy is... he's excellent, man. He's outside of Hollywood. We don't really know where he comes from. He pops up here and there, and he takes your beer, your cigarettes, any cocaine in your pocket, and your women, and leaves. And then when he leaves, he pisses in your fishbowl, your fish tank, on the way out. So that's pretty much Trippy.
That's good. Well, as long as he doesn't shit in the cat food dish, I'm good, man.
You see, he's small enough. He crawls through the doggy door. No, he's great, man. I've been friends with Trippy for almost 2 years now. He's got a great YouTube channel. I think it's called Trippy TV, spelled T-R-P-P-Y TV. Funny guy, man. Funny guy. I'm pretty sure that's Trippy is. At least his roommates are Tim and Sandy. I'm not sure if who actually Trippy is, but Tim and Sandy, and they're in the Hollywood area. I know Tim does something with special effects for Hollywood film studios, and he's a cool guy, man. He's got great videos. You know, he's got Zach Wilde in some of his videos. He's got this woman from VIP. I think her name's Valerie. He's been telling me he's going to hook me up with. No, I'm joking, but yeah, he's got some interesting videos, man. He's a great guy and hilarious.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you, is there anything else you want to address, or should we just go ahead and open up the phone lines if people want to start calling in?
Let's see, what time is it? We're at 30 minutes right now? Yeah, let's open them up. So I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing me fucking ramble on. Let's go.
All right, so...
One last thing to say.
Sure.
I am an international satanic superstar. I got 600 unpaid members. What do you got, a website? That's it. That's just a little joke on somebody, personal attack. That's it.
Okay. Right. Well, the guest call-in number is 347-989-1371. And we're going to go ahead and open up. I noticed Nagashiva's hanging out on the line. I don't know if he's actually just listening or if he was wanting to chime in, so I'll give him a chance to answer on the... he's just listening. There we go.
Yeah, it looks like Trippy's trying to call in. What's the number again? I'll type it out. Can you type it out? I don't...
Yeah, I can, actually. It's 347-989. I got to look at the last couple of digits again real quick. That changes around. I mean, 1371. And that's in the chat room right now.
How many callers do we have on the line right now?
At the moment, none. It's just you, me, and Nagashiba.
I see, I see. I'm just not interesting enough, huh? Is that it?
I don't think it's that. Here we go. Here's the first caller in. Caller, you're on the news.
Bueller? Caller?
248 number.
248. Don't know. There we go. Someone's on.
It looks like they hung up. There we go.
Okay, Trippy's trying to call in. I'm trying to give him directions because he can't hear what's going on. And I don't think he's ever done blog radio, so he's got no idea what he's going to expect.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello.
Call him.
Hello. Hey, Zach.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hassan from Michigan.
Hello.
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, you're on, man.
You're
how are you
on
doing?
The air.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of yours. I watch your videos all the time. I signed up for the website a long time ago when you first started. I got to be honest, I haven't been on because, you know, all these trolls and, like, I get all these, like, emails about, like, oh, I want to be your lover or some shit. But I just got on it today, and I got to say, you've done some progress. It looks awesome.
Cool. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. I spend a lot of time, trying to make it as best as I can, but I appreciate that. And hopefully I've gotten, hopefully. Are you saying you had a lot of I want to be your lover emails on my site? Is that what you're talking about, Charles?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky you, man. I wish I had that problem. Fuck, I own the site.
Well, right. Well, I stopped using it because of all that kind of stuff, but now it looks like, you know, it's really clean. I've been getting friend requests, and it's like, you know, real people.
Cool.
And, it looks really cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and basically that's it. I just want to say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the props, man. I appreciate that, man. It's always nice to hear from somebody that, has something good to say. So, yeah.
Hey, thanks.
All right, man.
All right.
Horns and nails, man. All right, next up, I believe this one's Trippy the Clown.
Trippy.
What the fuck's up, Satan?
Trippy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fuck yeah, brother. What the fuck is up?
Nothing, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. We've been looking for Trippy the Clown. We've been waiting, but, you know, you just come in and you grab some smokes and some ladies and you just bounce out. What's up?
Oh, fuck yeah, brother. I didn't even know about this. I'm just finding out, man. It's fucking bad ass in here, brother. Look at these fucking paintings on your walls, man. Shit, is that menstrual blood? Fuck. You're sick. You're sick, Satan.
How you been, man? I'm planning to stop. When I'm going to go to San Diego in 2 weeks, I'm planning to make a pit stop on the 5 outside of L.A. because I want to have a cup of coffee with you, man, and make it on YouTube like we've been talking about for last year.
Oh, fuck yeah, brother.
Dude, well, fuck coffee, but yeah.
So you're finally coming through?
Yes. December 3rd, I'm leaving, man, for sure. So it's a long drive. Yeah, man, I'll be having a U-Haul and a car behind me, but yeah, I'll hit you up on YouTube and give you the Denny's truck stop that I'll be at, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah, brother. That sounds good.
How things going for you, Trippy? You know, people have been asking, who's that Trippy the Clown, man? They want you to get in the chat room on camera, man. You know, there's girls, like, throwing, like, you know, virtual underwear at you and stuff, man. You should jump in there.
Yeah. Hey, Trippy just passed out, man. This is Tim. What's up, man?
Oh, Tim, what's up? How you doing, Tim?
doing all right. He's been drinking since fucking noon. So, noon 3 days ago. But I just want to say what's up, man.
Man, you know, just trucking along. Good to talk to you, Tim. I don't think I've ever talked to you in person before.
Yeah, you know, I exist. but hey, man, all this shit you're doing, man, is fucking awesome. It really is. I love the site. I love the everything, man. It's great. It really is.
Well, thanks, Tim. You know, I try, man. You know, and my YouTube presence has been kind of minimal since the site took off of about 4 months ago. But I'm trying.
you keep trucking ahead, man, and it just seems like you find new things and more ways to you keep upgrading. You know, it's great.
Right. How are things going for you, man? I know you had a couple projects going on.
Oh yeah, man, pretty good. I actually slept last night. It's been like 4 days. I've been working on some stuff for a bunch of different shit. Some stuff for Avengers. So yeah, there's some new, different Marvel stuff. I can't really talk about it. I don't know if like this is being recorded and shit, but
yeah, it is.
You know,
it is.
I signed some things that, I could talk to you about it, but I don't know if I could talk on the air about it.
Oh, I understand. That's cool.
You know
That's
what I mean?
Cool. Well, let me ask you more specifically then about your paintings and stuff, man. Like, I know you got that, what is it called? One Black Rose or Black Rose something YouTube channel?
Yeah, One Black Rose. Yeah, that's me and Sandy.
Right, right.
We paint, and we have a good balance in the way we approach an idea. You know what I mean? Like, we both have different ideas, but when they come together, it ends up being something that's balanced and, not one-sided and beautiful. You know, she has the feminine side, I have the masculine side, and we just kind of go at it. And when it's done, we step back from it. We love it, So we do it all the time, We're doing Randy Rhoads right now, actually. We're posting that tonight. It's actually uploading right now.
I caught a couple of recent videos, man, where you had Zach Wilde and you had
Of course,
Trippy's been promising me to hook me up with that Natalie chick from VIP for like a year, and he never has yet,
the problem is that he hates her. You can't stick with her. Yeah.
Really? How could you hate someone that beautiful? How could you hate someone that beautiful?
But She comes around every once in a while.
Okay. Yeah, I take what Trippy says as a grain of salt, but Tim, I wanted to ask you if you get a chance, on the homepage of Sen, there's a link in the main menu. It says art gallery. That's where I try to promote local artists, stuff like that, who are displaying their stuff and who have something to some art they would either want to show or they want to sell, And I know that you and Sandy do a lot of paintings and stuff like that, and a lot of artwork. If ever you guys want me to promote that, man.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Fuck yeah.
Cool. Whether it's just for show or whether it's for sale, whatever, man. Yeah. There's a couple in there right now, and I'm looking for some more people. So yeah, if you have something you'd like to share with the world, or at least this little world, this little fishbowl.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Planting the seeds, man, and let them grow.
Cool.
And when you come out, man, you got to film something with Trippy. Wherever we meet.
Definitely, man. Definitely. I've been wanting to film something Trippy for a long time. We have a couple little collaborations that we've done back and forth. But yeah, to be live there with Trippy, that's true. Although, Tim, I got to tell you, man, he owes me about 30 grand, and he said that you were going to pay it. So, you might want to work that out with him before I get there.
Fuck, all right, man. He always does it.
I know he does. That's right.
All right. I'll send you the check.
Put it in my virtual bank account.
You know what? I'm just gonna send you my wallet. Fuck it. Yeah, and maybe I can get some donations. Maybe Venus will chip in a little bit. But yeah, brother, it was good talking to you, man. I'm going to let you get back to business, and just know I'm always watching.
Hey, I appreciate it, Tim. You know, I've always appreciated your support, man. You know, we've been friends for almost 2 years now on YouTube. It's hard to imagine.
It's
time to come by.
And it's been a long time.
I know. Yeah, man. Love your shit, man, and everybody does. And, yeah, if you can have Trippy come out more often on Sin, I think, you know, people asking requests for him, man, especially the ladies, man, you know, so keep that in mind. Let him know when he wakes up, you know, he'll be interested in hearing that.
Sure. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to tell him. Yeah, I'm going to actually write it in Sharpie on his forehead right now so when he looks in the mirror.
Cool. All right, Tim, man, thanks for calling in, Tim. All right, take it easy, Tim.
All right, brother. Be in touch.
All right, peace out, man.
All right, next up, we got Dan Dredd on the line.
Oh, shit. Dredd to Dan. Put him on hold. Who's next? Who else?
too late. I already
answered it.
Man.
Oh. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Same old Dan.
Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Long plug.
So, yeah, you're doing good things over there, Zach. I have to say, man, in the 16 years I've been floating around these webs, you really have put together something special. You know, the activity levels in the chat room and the forums. It's really something, man. I have to say, congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan. And you know, I take that to heart from somebody as an old school veteran like yourself. I don't mean that sarcastically. I mean serious. You know. I know you've been around the community quite a long time, and you've been part of many networks. So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad that it means a lot to me to hear somebody say that it has something to compare it to. So,
yeah, I just wanted to say. I mean, I've been getting a lot of entertainment and use out of it myself, and I know that applies to a lot of other people as well. So, it really has somehow become the hub of many different satanic cliques have come together at Sin, which is a very interesting thing, something that doesn't happen very often.
Cool, man. Excellent. That's exactly what I intended it to be, you know. And in fact, Dan, I mean, you've brought a certain amount of traffic yourself. My Google Analytics said, like, Dan, like 5% of the traffic through Sin comes on a key search for Dan Dredd. Which I'm still flabbergasted by, but, you know. I don't understand it, but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, man. I don't understand it either.
I thought I had some serious trolls following me. No, but, yeah, cool. Thank you, Dan. And your contributions are always, welcome. And, I always look forward to talking to you. You know, it's nice to have somebody as skeptical and cynical as yourself. In the chat room.
Yeah, much more skeptical or cynical than me, I suppose.
That's true. The only other person that could rival you possibly won't do chat, so.
Yeah, Jason King, right? I wonder why he never comes in there.
Because you're there.
Yeah, I guess. Have two of us in the same place, the chat would
That's
probably
right.
just implode, and that would be the end of it.
That's funny. I always kind of figured Dan Dredd to be a ray of sunshine. Now you guys talk something different.
Thanks, Beast. I appreciate it, man.
Don't let the last name Dredd fool you. it was actually supposed to be Dredded Dan, but that name was taken, so he had to make Dan Dredd.
A little bit dyslexic there. Damn it, I wrote it in the wrong order again. Oh, well.
Awesome. Dan, do you have any
suggestions or improvements, do you think? Anything that I think I can improve on or do that's not being done or do better?
No, man. It's just a matter of time now. It's it's just starting to come into its own. It's it's still a rather new site in comparison to the other sites like it. You have your My Satans and your 600 Club and your MCOS and all those other Ning sites and whatever. But it seems that everyone likes this one better. And why that is, I'm not sure.
Yeah, me neither.
I have an idea, though. It's because there's no pretense of, having it be an online church, which is a big turnoff to a lot of us, where they have the administrator will be the, deem himself the high priest of that particular website. And it's really pretentious, and a lot of serious people are turned off by it, whereas here it doesn't have that sort of pretense, which is good.
Right. Yeah, that's I totally agree with you. And I think that's one of the main, dare I call it, selling points. Since, well, I can't really call it selling points since I'm not actually selling anything. But, you know, yeah, I think that's a big thing too. When I've gone to networks and, you know, I have to address certain people as, you know, master this and this, or, you know, they're basically saying, you know, they're the grand poobah of this and this and that. And it's like, I always think to myself, really? Are you serious? Really? But, yeah, so I just try to, you know, I'll let it run its course, man. I just try to, you know, to filter out the unwanted, or, you know, the trolls or whatever you want to call them, and let everybody just, you know, do their own thing. And you know what? 95% of the people don't have a problem with that. 95% of the people are cool with that, you know. That's just because it's kind of, it's self-regulating. I mean, it's basically based on common courtesy and common consideration. So, I mean, you know, if people come and, you know, they're respectful and considerate to others around them, and I'm not talking about to me, to others around them, you know, their peers. You know, I mean, like I think you mentioned, Dan, you know, water, you know, will seek out its own level or whatever, and that's kind of
exactly
how it is here. And, those that can't find their niche there or can't seem to get along well, then they, find themselves butt-hurting out the door. But, yeah, so it works out pretty good for 95% of the people.
Yeah, it's really good. For some reason, the more serious Satanists, or at least a good portion of them, have found their way here, which is the reason I stay, and I assume that's the reason that you know, many others do as well.
Totally, and you know what, man, and you know that's the main reason why I think this site is successful, is that the caliber of users like yourself. I mean, I would go into mentioning names, but well, I'll mention some names, but I'm gonna forget some, and somebody's gonna be, you know, whatever. But anyway. Like Nagasiva, Venus Satanis, yourself, Orgasmic Carmati, BCino, Jason King, you know, and many more. I mean, it's you know, these are people that you know, they are respected and known in the community long before I even got into the community. I mean, I actually didn't even jump into this community until 4 months ago. You know, really, I mean, except for my YouTube. So yeah, I mean, I'm really you know, that's the reason. I mean, that's obviously the reason why I use the chat so much, is because I like to be where the action is. I like to talk to people, you know, that have something to say, that are interesting, you know, something to bring to the table. And it seems like everybody's here, so why not stay here, you know? If there's a better chat room, let me know. I'll go there, too.
I've looked, man. I've been able to find one. You know, I've got my finger on the current you know, everything that's going around, the pulse of the internet, and there's really nowhere more active or more interesting at the moment than Sin. Sin is pretty much the hub.
Cool. Excellent. I love to hear that, you know, and yeah, I love to hear that, man, because if anybody would know, you would know, man, because you have your, you know, you have your foot in many people.
Yeah,
pie.
You're to the ground, man. You're to the ground. Yeah. I'll put my foot right in your pie, man.
Yeah, I know. That was
get it done.
I love foot on the pie, you know.
Awesome. Real quick, I just wanted to make mention to everybody that's listening. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll have Dan Dredd on for the show. And I've marked this as a highlight edition, too, because I understand this is your preference anyhow, Dan. So, it'll be a highlight edition as well, so it'll kind of have the same feel and flow as tonight's show had.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Yeah, what is it, Dan? You're going to talk about your personal diabolic manifestation?
Yeah, I call it a diabolic method.
There we go.
And
there we go.
As for what it is, I'm not going to hijack your show right now and start explaining it. You're just going to have to wait till tomorrow. But
that's right.
It should be interesting. Should be interesting.
It is interesting. I'll definitely tune in. I will stay up late.
We
get up early.
we've got a another caller on. I don't know if Dan, you want to hang on the line, but I'm sure this person's been sitting there for at least 5 minutes. So I'm gonna roll on.
I'm done talking. You go ahead.
You can stay on, Dan. Light it up. Light them up. Like I'm a rock star. Light them up. Who said that? Like Van Halen or something?
Hi there.
Hey there.
Hi there. This is Venus Satanis.
Hey, Venus. How you doing?
Hi there, and hi, Dan, and And hi. Hey, I wanted to congratulate you, Zach, for putting all of this together. It's something that I think that we can all appreciate, and it's something that we can use. I love the chat room. I love the look of the site now. And I just have to say that your site has been something that is groundbreaking. I don't think I've ever seen any other site like yours that has ever succeeded as good as yours. And I'm really glad that we have The Sense. I'm so happy that we have The Sense, because now we have a place that we can all come to, and we have a chat room that we can chat in and share ideas and share our artwork and share our talents and our abilities. And it can be like a meeting point for so many different types of Satanists, you know? And it's groundbreaking. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. I love it.
Thank you, Venus. I appreciate that, especially coming from you, you know,
yeah.
as being the, you know, being my mentor on YouTube. I really do appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, and I take that, you know, very seriously. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. Because do you remember we had that discussion, just me and you, a couple weeks ago? And you said that you weren't really sure what you could really offer to people in Satanism. And I said, Zach, this site, this is the key. This is it. And ever since then, it's been excellent. It's been awesome. And I'm so proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Venus.
Yep. Yeah, I called in just to tell you that.
Cool. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Venus.
Okay, you have fun for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm not sure if anybody's hanging on the line still or not.
I'm still lurking in the background.
Well, that's become kind of a normal thing for you, hasn't it?
More.
He's good at it.
Bit of a lurker. Bit of a lurker.
Who isn't? Who didn't start out as a troll? No, joking. I did.
Just because I peek in your windows at night, does that make me a bad person?
Not at all. So do we have any other callers, or are we going to finish this ourselves?
No, this is it. It's us three.
Yeah.
That's
Diabolical Trio.
Left.
Diabolical Trio, yes. All right. Yeah, you know what? I mean, ultimately what I'm trying to do, I'll just end it on this note for myself, and I have something that I consider, or I see, or I like to call the diabolical infestation, which is basically just pushing Satanism into the mainstream. It's pushing our ideals, our philosophies, not only into the mainstream, but also as a way of manifesting our own abilities and our own talents. It's getting ourselves out there, I call that the diabolical infestation, which we would need an entire another show for me to go into that in any great detail. But, yeah, I see this as, you know, my part. And honestly, you know, I mean, I know it's not a whole lot of accomplishment, but if I were to die tomorrow, I would feel like, you know, okay, well, you know, I did my part. I threw in my 2 cents or whatever it was worth, you know. And I'm pretty happy with where it's going, and, you know, I hope everybody takes advantage of it. This is an opportunity for everybody to, network and to meet other people and to do their own thing and to get, you know, to get their own diabolical manifestation out there and noticed. And, you know, I know that we're getting to the point where we're starting to get a higher caliber of people, you know, focused, and we have the ability or the opportunity to associate ourselves with a higher caliber of person than I have previously, like on YouTube or whatever. And so that's kind of where I see the direction of Sin going is moving forward, is moving up. And I hope that everybody who wants to get on board and everybody who has something to contribute will, you know, and that's, I hope the best for everybody, you know, and I support everybody that has something going on, you know, that's along those lines. And hopefully it continues and grows the way it is. And according to the numbers and according to what I've observed, it seems to be trucking in that direction, and it's moving forward. And I'm not an egomaniac, but I'm definitely proud of what I've accomplished. So
Awesome. We do actually have another caller calling in real quick, and my suspicion is that this is Born, but let's...
Yeah, let's take him, man, if we can.
Caller?
Hello?
Bueller?
Hey, your suspicions were correct. It is Born.
Yes, it is.
How's it going?
Good, Born.
Hey, what's going on, Born?
Oh, not much, man. I just got home from work, thought I'd call in real quick. I wasn't able to hear the show, but... Definitely wanted to call in real quick and congratulate Zach on how well Finn's been doing. I mean, it's only been 4 months, man. It's only been 4 months and it's gone this well. Imagine where you're going to be at by this time next year. And total props to you, man. It's the same. You've accomplished the same thing that I was trying to accomplish with my site and I'm continuing to do. And, you know, like I said to you before, it doesn't matter whose site it is or, you know, who's running it or whatever. It's the fact that, you know, the diabolical infestation, as you were referring to, as long as it's going, I'm happy, man. So congrats. Props to you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Born. You know, Matt, you've been the entire time, even, from day one, man, you've been a great supporter. And, you know, I've supported you and you supported me. And, you know, I appreciate that, man. You know, and I think people recognize that. And, yeah, I mean, your site, the Mendez Collection, or Go to Mendez, is a wealth of information and knowledge, and I think you should continue supporting that and doing what you're doing over there because I think that's a great service to the community.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I absolutely plan on it. I was thinking about making it private there for a little while, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to leave it open and allow people to access that information because I think it's just too good to hide, you know. That's the whole point is to give people choices and have them, you know, have those resources at their disposal. And, I mean, definitely your forums and the information that's there as well as the satanic presence, like the people that are there. There's a lot to be derived from that, man. So it's all good. Everything's working out good and everybody's scratching each other's backs. And that's what I like to see. It's going well, and now with the U's being on, you know, on the Sin team, that's awesome, man. Nowhere to go but up.
Agreed.
But anyway, yeah, I wanted to call in and congratulate you real quick. I got to go make the little ones some supper. So, yeah, just wanted to call in and give you props and say hello.
Thank you, Warren.
Have a good night.
I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Take care, Warren. All right, we got about 2 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to take a minute and just kind of say, you know, from the moment that you asked me to build that first website, I knew you had a great idea going. So I was real happy when you asked me after, you know, things had kind of shaken up on my part, you know, to promote my stuff through Sim. So I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to make the user an official part of Sin as well. I think that this is the kind of information outlet that people need, you know, not just views, but Satanic International in general. So.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, you've always been my homie, you know, and we've always been down with the same agenda, which is, you know, basically to infect the world with a diabolical scheme. And so, yeah, you know, a friend of the devil is a friend of mine, and I got your back, you got mine, and, you know, without your help, Beast, you know, this would have never gotten off the ground. I would still be fumbling around on YouTube. So I'm glad that, you know, and I appreciate and I'm very grateful that you've been able to help me as long as you are, which is why, you know, you are a left-hand man here and will always be.
Well, we all like to sin, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. With all that being said and done, I mean, I don't see a reason to carry out the next 45 seconds, and I would just say goodnight to everybody.
Cool. Thanks for having me on, Beast. And, yep, I will be the co-host every other Friday, and Beast is the co-host every day. And, yep, you can see plugs for it on the website. I'm going to head back to the chat room and, you know, do what I normally do over there. Thanks, Beast. Good night, everybody.
Yep, thanks, Jack.